Details are emerging about an explosion that injured a Petersburg man over the weekend and has brought federal explosives agents there to investigate. KFSK's Joe Vicknicki reports.
Petersburg police Tuesday issued a press release outlining the incident and some of the resulting investigation. Since no criminal charges have been filed, police are declining to identify the person injured in the explosion Sunday, other than to say it was a 59-year-old Petersburg resident. In their press release, police say the department received a 911 call reporting a person laying outside of the hospital emergency room at 1 o'clock Sunday afternoon. The caller requested assistance getting the person into the hospital and reported the injury could have been caused by dynamite. Emergency medical volunteers and firefighters, along with local police officers, helped hospital staff get the injured person into the emergency room. Police say the person confirmed those injuries were the result of an explosion. Police then cordoned off the area, shutting down the street and access to the emergency room. Officers found what appeared to be about 20 pounds of a gelatinized substance in the vehicle that the injured person was thought to have driven to the hospital. Officers notified hospital staff and moved a large dump truck directly behind that vehicle. Police say residents in the area were notified and some evacuated. Police say they consulted with a local construction company, State Department of Transportation staff, and personnel from Fort Richardson before Public Works employees eventually moved those explosives away from the hospital. Agents with the Federal Bureau of Investigation and the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms are in town, and they've brought an explosive detecting dog. An investigator with the State Fire Marshal's office is also here. Local officers, along with federal agents, also served search warrants Monday at a home on North Nordic Drive, along with a vehicle left near the Petersburg Medical Center. And residue from the explosion site and that vehicle were tentatively identified as a commercially available explosive. A police car, meanwhile, was stationed outside a North Nordic Drive home that belongs to Mark and Pat Weaver on Monday, and police tape cordoned off the yard of that home from the street. Mark Weaver turned 59 on Saturday. That police investigation continues, and authorities say more information will be available later. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Vicknicki.